Galina Ustvolskaya was born in Petrograd in 1919. She studied at the Leningrad College of Music from 1937 to 1939, and then at the Rimsky-Korsakov Conservatory, from which she graduated in 1947. She then obtained a research assistantship there and taught composition from 1948 to 1977. Her composition teacher, Dmitri Shostakovich, spoke out in favor of her several times and predicted that her works would one day be appreciated throughout the world. He would even send sketches and drafts of his own work to her for her comments and advice, which she took very seriously. She was apparently the only one of Shostakovich's pupils who managed to cut through the dense field of gravity surrounding him. Shostakovich wrote her, "It is not you who are influenced by me, but me by you." She was purported to be rude, ascetic, and obstinate, and much of her music reflects these qualities. Stravinsky declared, after listening to her music, that he understood what the Iron Curtain actually meant. However, the piece we are about to hear is completely palatable and really quite beautiful. It has none of the harshness one usually associates with her music, which is why I like this piece so much. It's a symphonic poem entitled Lights in the Steppe. I wish I knew when it was written, because it would be interesting to know if it was an early or late work, but there is no date on the jacket of this record from the USSR, which comes to us again via Stephen Achternacht. Thank you, Stephen. Let's listen to it now.